Welcome to Dental All-Stars. I'm Alex Nottingham, founder and CEO of All-Star Dental Academy, and with me is Eric and Abigail Vickery. And this interview is part of a collection of interviews focusing on business and personal growth. Our topic is going to be life mastery, and we'll unpack what that means. And when it comes to practice growth, we have an entire event dedicated to personal and business growth for you and your team, and that's the All-Star Practice Growth Summit this upcoming May 17th and 18th in South Florida. You can learn more about the event at allstardentalevents.com. Please welcome Eric and Abby.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, let me give a little bit more background. So Eric Vickery is our president of coaching at All-Star Dental Academy. Amazing background. I mean, both of you, if I start reading your bios, it'll take too long. I'm not going to do it. Abby, you are our therapeutic coach at All-Star Dental Academy, and we can talk about what that means. You are a licensed therapist. You are... If people don't realize, you and Eric are married and a power couple, and it's such a joy to have you being involved with All-Star Dental Academy. And you will be leading the Life Mastery course, intensive course, at the Practice Growth Summit. So the way it works at Practice Growth, we have the main event, 17th and 18th. We have a couple intensives that are optional on the 16th, and then we have on the 18th, that's Sunday, Life Mastery, right?
Is that 19th, right? 19th on Sunday.
19th. 19th is Sunday, 17th and 18th is a summit, right. And then 16th, well, days, okay, is yes. So a lot of fun stuff going on. Go to All-Star Dental Events to learn more about that. So a lot of our videos, we're focusing on the Practice Growth Summit itself. This is one of the intensives, Life Mastery. And Abby, you'll be leading that with Eric Vickery. I'll also be involved. And, you know, as a time of this recording, I would say about pretty much 50% plus is already full. Hopefully it's not full by the time you hear this, because there's only 20 or 30 people that can even fit. It's going to be a small group of people. So tell me about, I guess I'm getting on what this is going to be. So quickly tell me what the Life Mastery is all about. We'll talk more about it at the end because I already started talking about it, but kind of in a nutshell, Abby and Eric, what is Life Mastery? When they go to All-Star Dental Events, learn more. Who should go to that? What is it all about? Just in a nutshell, because we'll talk more about it later.
Go ahead, Dave.
Who's going first? That's a problem. That's a problem when you have three people on a podcast. It's like, who's going to go? Eric, go.
So the way I look at this is for everybody. If your spouse is coming with you to this event and they're going to be at the beach while you're at the event, and this is something that you see as an opportunity for you guys to do together, it's literally for every single person. This is about human beings. And one thing I love about what my wife says all the time is the same human being that's at home is the same human being that's at work. And if that person at home isn't healthy, that person at work isn't healthy, and vice versa. So how do you really get your life healthy and together and managed and on track so that you can go to work and be the best you can be? So it's for anybody that wants growth in their personal life.
Right.
Yeah, we spend so much time on the business stuff. Abby, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that the phrase that comes to mind beyond life mastery is design, right? Being able to step back and zoom out and really take an inventory of where we're at and what's working and what's not working. And we have some evidence-based tools that we're going to utilize in order to help people do that, which I'm really excited about. And then be able to build back, you know, what are the things that, as we look at our lives, what are the things that need to be in place, that need to be shored up, and you know, what is giving you energy versus depleting your energy? Where are you at in terms of overall burnout, right? All of those different components we're gonna talk about and tackle.
Excellent. So I like to always start with the problem, because we know when we talk about life mastery, designing your life, this is, you know, we have the events focused on business skills and personal development, and this being the really personal, which is like, why are we doing all this in the first place, and so on. So, and I think what helps a lot, and I'll ask you later about some of the curriculum that we'll be talking about, because it's a small group, we can have discussions, and what they're struggling with can lead as well. So what we say is going to be on the agenda may change by the composition of the group and what they want to hear, what they need. We like teaching, but we also like coaching, communicating. And I believe that the problem is most important, because if you can't identify the problem, you don't know the why behind it and what to do about it. So what's happening, Abby, as a therapeutic coach, and I want you to define that for me, and then I want to hear from Eric as well, from just a business coach, is what's the problem out there as it comes to these issues of mastering your life? So Abby, tell me about what the issues you see with your clients, and before that, just define therapeutic coaching. We did a whole episode on that. We can link to it, but for those that don't want to go or are going to go back and listen to it, just give me the definition of what that is and how it differs from a life coach and a, you know, therapist and so on. What is that?
Sure. So really the main difference between therapeutic coaching and life coaching is that you really need to be able to, again, zoom out and look at the barriers that are not allowing you to reach your goals. And sometimes that has to do with past hurts and traumas. And a lot of times that has to do with what's currently going on in your life. So that ability to zoom out and zoom in is really what we focus on. So there's the therapeutic aspect of that, and then there's the life coaching, goal-oriented, solution-focused component of that as well.
Gotcha. And I think what I'm hearing is, like, you know, the therapeutic coaches have the training to go a little deeper into those traumas. Absolutely. So life coaching can only go so far. I mean, some go further, but that might be a bit dangerous. You have the licensure Absolutely. And the experience to go deeper. And I know Eric does a lot of work with his clients, even the personal level, but at some point it's like, this is beyond what I'm trained to do. Let me go to a professional. Okay. And that's what's so exciting about a therapeutic coach, our therapeutic coach at All-Star, and you work with many of our clients, leading this, which is nice to get a different perspective. So what do you see, because you work with a bunch of our All-Star clients, what do you see happening with our dentists? What is the problem? What's the struggle?
I think the main word that comes to mind is overwhelmedness. We have gone through a lot, you know, just in our society, in our culture over the last few years that have added to, you know, you think about the pandemic and really how that fast-tracked a lot of the issues that we're seeing and really brought to light, I guess is the best way to say that. And so I think overwhelmedness and feeling like, okay, I have this business to run and I have a family and I have all of these different pieces and I'm not able to do all of those well. There's always something that is falling off of your plate, right? When you are overwhelmed. And sometimes I'm very visual. And so when I'm talking to clients, one of the things that we talk about a lot is, you know, if you are picturing your life and all of the different domains of your life, whether it's personal, you know, personal, relational, professional, all of those different pieces, and where are you at in each of those different realms or domains, and what's working, what's not working. And the true picture that I get in talking with everybody is this: how can I possibly keep up with all of this? It feels overwhelmed. You know, I feel overwhelmed. It feels chaotic. I feel like I might be doing okay over here in this domain, but then this one is suffering. And for so long, we talked about burnout. I mean, even the World Health Organization's definition of that is that it has to do with our professional lives. And that's what Eric was referencing that I feel really passionate about, because the same Abby that is at home is the same Abby that goes to work, right? And so that's what we're seeing in our clients, is that there's just a this sense of I can't keep up with it all. I'm drowning. And there are things that are, you know, in different domains that are being affected because of that. And so how do we take a step back and really assess? And that's the first step. And we will be doing that at Life Mastery. How do I assess where I'm at and then really be able to hone in on the areas that we need to focus on and design differently, and recognize that we always have the power, the license to be able to do that. That's the truth. The other day I was reading something, and I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't in any way want to make it sound like I'm bashing, because I'm not. But there was this quote on Instagram about how, you know, hey, if you could step back from your life and you could take everything off of your plate that is not feeding you or giving you energy, or isn't what you want it to be, and you could start over, how would you do that? And I had an actual physical response to that of frustration, because that's really not the reality, right? Like if you look at your calendar, Alex, there's things on your calendar that you might go, gosh, that isn't what I wish it was, or that isn't what gives me energy or feeds me. But the reality is that's there, right? We have families, we have different things that are pulling on us that we can't just say, oh gosh, I wish I could take that off my calendar. But we do have creative license and the ability to be able to step back and really assess what's going on and how we can do that differently. And there are really wonderful tools and interventions that can help us do that. That's the part that I get really excited about. And it's just a really neat thing to be able to sit back and help people navigate that process. And that in itself is freeing to recognize, like, wait a minute, I do have some sort of power and control over this. And there are things that I don't. And so the things that I don't have power and control over to change, you know, what do we do with that? And that's a whole other process in and of itself.
Yeah, I think about when we do a lot of work with our coaching clients, our mastermind group, and we see that underlying all the business systems, which are so important, and we spend a lot of time on that for a couple of reasons. It's important. It's what we do as a company. It's what people want to hear. But when you get down to the nut of it, it's so much on mental and emotional well-being. And like you said before, you don't just take your dental hat off and you get home. I mean, who you are underneath it is still stable in there with all the traumas and all the goods and that stuff. And we got to work with what is. It's kind of like your point saying, like, how do you get rid of it all? Right. No, you learn to work with it. You learn to integrate all that, is our word we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And there's a famous book, Peter Attiva, who wrote the book about Outlive, that was mentioned in our mastermind group. I learned so many things about the mastermind and the idea, the power of the mastermind, just in general, the mastermind effect, which is happening at these events, because you're getting to mastermind and with teams and doctors and speakers and get that effect. But in his book, he said even the most important step besides exercise and eating healthy and all these other things you do is your emotional well-being. Everything gets thrown off the deep end. You don't care about exercise when you don't feel right and you're burnt out. You don't care about taking care of yourself. You don't care about all these other statistics and features and screenings and so on when you're done. And then also stress, as you well know as a therapist and deal with it, is havoc on the body. And hope and well-being is very healing. And this is not even woo-woo. This is what is.
Absolutely.
And peak performance athletes and business people, and that's what we're all about, personal and business development, have to be checking off all those boxes and making sure you have emotional well-being. And I'm so proud of a lot of our coaching and mastermind members. These are the people that are on the forefront are like, I need therapeutic coaching. I need to make that investment, even when there's not even in chaos right now, because I know I see where it's heading.
Right.
I see where it's going. And we want to, as a company, get ahead of the problem, not just deal when the problem hits. And so that's why we're having these conversations and saying, right? Yeah. We're saying, come and have this discussion. And this isn't, again, just us lecturing to you. This isn't having a discussion and being vulnerable and sharing, what are we doing? How can, you know, my mentor, Tony Robbins, how can we model what y'all are doing? Eric works incredibly hard, Abby, you too, but you also work very hard, not work very hard, but you prioritize vacations and healing time and so on. So I think it's very important just to lay out that context of the magnitude of life mastery and doing this type of work. And that if you are able to stay and join us in the small group, I think it's very important. And it doesn't just stop with this event. Again, whenever I mention the event, it's just what's close here. I'm saying as a priority, mental, emotional well-being and strength and development has to be just as, if not more important than the business and clinical skills you do. Eric?
Yeah. So the analogy I use is our life, we're on a plateau, we're climbing up a mountain, we're moving, but there's cliffs, there's edges. But yet while we're moving through life, we don't really know what the next step is, what next is coming to us. We feel things, we anticipate things, but we're in a fog. And as you're walking through this fog on this plateau, you don't really know where the edge is, where, you know, a catastrophic event or a burnout or frustration or depression or whatever it is that you fall into. You don't know where that is. And so you're kind of bouncing around and you need navigators with you. You need people in your life who can help you navigate that. A therapeutic coach, life coach, right? A mentor, mastermind group, all of the team, all of that. And so, but there are also signal flares that you can see in the fog that are really important for you to identify. Like, how do you feel Sunday night as you start to anticipate the week? What's going on in your stomach? Way down in here. What's going down in the gut? How is your body starting to react? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Notice the difference in how you feel when the alarm goes off. What do you feel like when your alarm goes off on Monday morning versus Thursday morning? Or not having an alarm on Friday? What are your passions? What things are really irking you? And you have to learn to identify, hey, these are potential road hazard signs, warnings, guardrails to say, these things that I'm feeling and seeing in my life are an anticipation of a fall. And that's where you have to be really careful to make sure what Alec is saying, you're not waiting until you're already in a real problem and try to get out of it. So much better to prevent. I mean, that's what we teach in dentistry, prevention. An ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. That's what we're talking about here.
And it's also this philosophy that has been enlightening for me is it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Difficulty is going to happen. Guaranteed. You are going to be facing an illness in your life. Everybody will. Multiple. You're going to face financial, something's going to happen, something with your family, emotional. Oh, I sound like I'm, but I mean, this is just reality. And so you have to condition your body and your mind. You train now for the problems in the future. So you have to have the emotional, the physical capacities, the connections, the relationships that you can handle that load. Mike, one of our mastermind members, is such a wonderful person. He's developed, he had so many things with his family he's dealt with, and he's strong for them. And I think about, he also has a happy life and he really enjoys. And I think he had the emotional reserves to handle these things because mm-hmm. he took care of himself physically. And so like you're saying, we have to train our business and our mind and everything now because we will face difficulty and we can do it gracefully, as graceful as you can with help. We're not alone.
One of the words you said, Alex, that I think if we had hashtags for life mastery, it would be one of them. And that is capacity, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of what we're going to talk about on that day is what are the things that we can do that increase our capacity, right? And that doesn't mean increase space on your schedule. That doesn't mean, hey, we want you to do more. It is increase your capacity. What are the things that we need to maintain, do, implement so that we can maintain, increase our capacity so that when those things happen, it doesn't throw us right off of what Eric was saying, which is that plateau. And there are, the good news is it's not fluff. There are really, really sound things that we can do with a lot of research behind them that increase that capacity.
I like what you mentioned, the empirical. This isn't woo-woo. We're giving you things that mm-hmm. that work.
Yeah.
Eric calls them coaching hacks. These are life hacks that really work.
Down right now.
Yeah, they're life hacks, Eric. See, I read your mind. Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, we can't get these coaching hacks professionally to stick if your life is overwhelmed, it's chaotic, it's burnout, because your mind is so distracted with what's going on in your life that you can't professionally implement the coaching hacks that we're trying to get. They just won't stick. So if you don't understand your emotional intelligence, where we're kind of what we're flirting with here, right? You don't understand your strengths. You don't understand what role you play in the business. That's all things that we can work on. But at the end, it also reflects personally, because I mean, we have dentists and team members are going through a lot in their life right now, a lot. And those things are weighing on them. So how do you get healthy with that? prioritize things in your life. You actually cannot manage time. Time management is this phrase. You can't manage time. It is, everybody gets the same amount of time, but you can prioritize. You can figure out how to prioritize, create habits, and figure out how to really navigate that fog in a very healthy way and see the lines in the road and say, hey, this is my next step. Just one step in front of the next, one step in front of the next, because you have these hacks in place in your life as well.
Yep. And people who have walked that path and know it. I mean, this is, these are the experts, man, just be around it. We know it's something important to do. And look, I just hate having to kick myself. I should have done it. So you learn, there are two ways you learn. You learn through suffering, which is a very good teacher, but you can also learn through the wisdom of others who've been through it and can work with you through it. So throw me some, let's talk about some topics that with Life Mastery, with this program, what are some things we have on the agenda to talk about, to workshop with? Throw some things out there. Let's hear it. What are some of the things?
Ladies first.
Who has the list here? Give me the list.
I have the list. I do have the list.
You have the list.
Go with the list.
Okay.
Don't put it on her. She's going to jump in. No.
All right. You tell me where I'm at.
I'll correct him.
You correct me.
That's her job. She's a manager. Know your place.
That's right. She's the integrator of this house.
Yes. She's the boss.
So here's what I foresee everyone, just from a big picture standpoint, is champion mindset. Where is your mental toughness at to be able to implement the things we want to do? So from my perspective, what I want to bring to the table here on this day is, how do you really improve, implement a very powerful way to get a strong, I can't even emphasize enough adjectives of how powerful your mind needs to be. It's not that hard to do. It's not about IQ. It's about EQ. It's about repetition. It's about habits, all of these things. So we're going to start with things like how you even wake up in the morning, how you manage your day, all of it in reflection of what's your self-talk doing and navigate through this. Okay. Then we'll get into more Abby's side of things and talk about how we're going to navigate either, okay, this is where you jump in, past, present, wheel of life, all of this stuff. So go for it.
Yeah. So we're going to actually do a burnout inventory, and I'm really excited about it. It doesn't take a long time to do. And there's three main domains of burnout. And this is what I love about this inventory. It's been around, it's by one of the gurus on burnout and burnout in the workplace and how to mitigate those issues. And it breaks down three different components. And we're going to be able to look at, you know, where people are at in each of those components. And then what we address for the rest of the day will really be specific to those three main areas. Mm-hmm. And also look at all the different domains of our life. That's the life wheel that he's referencing. And, you know, physical, spiritual, and mental, and family, and professional, and all of those things. And be able to look at those different domains and assess, where are we strong? Where do we have some work to do? So again, it's very prescriptive. It's not going to be this all over the place situation where at the end of the day, you're like, okay, well, I have all this information, but how does that work for me, right? That's not the point. We want it to, from the beginning, be very prescriptive to where people are at. That's really important to us. So that I think one of the worst things that could happen is you get all this information dumped on you, and then at the end of the day, you have to figure out what to do with it, right? That's not what we're going to do. We will definitely handhold you, and it'll be very prescriptive to what's going on in your own life.
And that's the action part, that at the end of the day, after you listen to everything that all three of us are going to be covering, at the end of the day, you're actually going to have the ability to walk away with something that is an action plan, has goals. You know, a lot of times we have professional goals. We do that really well. We don't do very well with personal goals. And it's weird to say goals on the personal side with what we're talking about, but there are steps that you're going to take that you're going to be able to make very tangible and reach and say, okay, I'm moving in the right direction. And we'll have an opportunity to do that in the day and guide you through that. So
absolutely.
What else we got there? I want to add where I'm really passionate about, and you heard me talking about it, is we'll talk about your exercise routine. We'll talk about your eating. We'll talk about your mental health, where you stand, and review some of the tactics that we we covered, and also talk about, like, again, I'm all big on modeling. I mean, you were telling me about HRV, your heart rate variability, which I'm tracking and doing those things a year plus ago. And so it's assimilating and seeing, so I'm a guinea pig, but this is not just me. I am putting into practice what the best of the best are doing, and I'm seeing results. Yeah. And I'm just like, and what we're all about is when you see something great, you share it. And so this is going to be very application based. It's going to, so we'll have a framework. We'll see some, what works for you, what works for other, what's the research say, and so on. And I think, again, this is this mastermind principle. You're going to see this mastermind principle happening throughout the event. And the mastermind principle is happening at Life Mastery. And so, okay. So thank you for giving me, that's probably like maybe 50%. There's a lot more going on, but again, these things take a life on their own based on the group and what they need.
Exactly. Yes.
The point is, you're going to leave with tools, tactics, you're going to be inspired. And it's nice to end the week, the day there. If you come for the leadership and boot camp, which is an optional first day, that's going to be on the Thursday. Then the Friday and Saturday is the main summit. Some amazing speakers. You can see them at allstardentalevents.com. The last day is Life Mastery. You can kind of pull it all together and kind of like bring it to the personal. And I know with Tony Robbins, he did it a lot that way too. It would be three tough days. And the last day we're talking about, and he even said this, this is the most important, even though it's probably not the most famous part of his program, that the life mat, the last part, the personal development part, like the health part is so critical. So we'll be talking about that. Thank you for explaining those things. Eric, sir, what do you want to say?
Well, no, I think because we want this to be an intimate group, it's a safe place that we also want people to be able to, ahead of time, submit their biggest challenges, what they're really dealing with. So we're going to have a mastermind. We're going to have a group session together where we navigate through the toughest parts of our lives where people can relate to. Maybe they've been in that pit and they've come climbed out of it and they can speak from experience to others. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be this opportunity to have like
group therapy or something. Yeah, no, well, listen, I love it. It's so, do you going to do that nice email thing you did with speakers last time, maybe where you can, so after the group's done, Eric will put us into a group, email group where we can stay together and touch over the years of the event and what things, what go on and keep encouraging each other for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The event, allstardentalevents.com. You can learn more about it. You can come to just this event only if you choose. It's an optional, you know, it's an add-on event, or you can come while you're there with the main event. Again, based on when this drops, I'm going to try to get this out here as soon as possible. Depends on when they listen to. You'll see our tickets, what's available. And again, depending when you listen to this, if we are sold out on either of these areas, which it will happen very soon, it's okay. Let us know. We'll keep you in touch for future programs. Look, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Absolutely.
Our mission, I remember talking to Eric, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's a great story. But I said, Eric, we were doing our kind of assessment of your coaching department and your event department. And I'm like, well, why do you do what you do, Eric? You know, because I want to know what makes him tank and I want to make him happy. You know, what motivates you? Do you just want more money? What do you want? He says, Alex, yes, everybody wants to make money. That's important. But he said, my number one thing is making a difference with what the gift that I have. And even today in our mastermind, you said, wait, Alex. Yes, I'm a visionary. Yes, I can be an integrator sometimes. But he says, number one is I'm a tactician. I'm a communicator. I'm a speaker, coach. To, and that's just a vehicle to spread this wisdom and help people. That's your life purpose and mission. And yes, it's got to be fair for everybody where they're getting value. And like to say, Dennis, you're being compensated. But what motivates you is that. And so that is the direction of what we're going to be doing from years to come for all of you. And we do these podcasts. We provide so much free education. We also have an ebook I'll put in the link as well, the Practice Growth ebook for 2024, which are little quotes from all the speakers in the book. So little, you can get little things right away. You can do that. Anybody can do that all around the world as you can get the ebook. And we can stay in touch with that. And we just wish all of you continue your journey on personal development. Make sure you're doing coaching. Coaching is so important, both on business, and you have a therapeutic coach or therapist or life coach or somebody who is working on that side. It's so critical because you only realize the personal is critical. You really realize it when you hit crisis. then it's like right in your face. You're like, damn, I'm glad I did it, or damn, I wish I did more of it. Mm. So just, and there's a lot of benefit. I'll tell you this, there's a lot of benefits in the journey, right? Even if you're not in crisis, you're still learning about yourself, and it's beautiful to learn about yourself because that's the main number one relationship you're going to have is with yourself. So learn to love yourself and enjoy yourself. And that's a whole other podcast you did, Eric, on your affirmations and what you, yep, what you tell yourself, garbage in, garbage out. I'm a good student of your stuff. So Eric Vickery, president of coaching for All Star Dental Academy and master of ceremonies for our events and our one of our lead speakers, Abigail Vickery, her official name, Abigail, but she goes by Abby, licensed therapist, therapeutic coach, speaker, communicator, helper, all these wonderful things. Thank you, Power Couple, for being on this call, on this podcast. AllStarDentalEvents.com, AllStarDentalAcademy.com. Follow us, like us, click all the good buttons. Stay away from the bad buttons. And until next time, go out there and be an all-star.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. Visit us online at AllStarDentalAcademy.com.